South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great lineup for you today. We've got Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about how you can improve your life by working with a professional trainer. That'll be at the end of the show. Coming up after the 5:30 hour, we've got Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We'd like to welcome Magnum to the show. She's going to talk about how she's working with many real estate projects across the country to make them more profitable. But we're going to start with our social media connection. This week, it's Larry Zinn. He's the General Manager of Warren Henry Infinity Jaguar Volvo and Fisker. We're joined by Peter Quinones. He's the e-commerce internet manager for Warren Henry. We're going to talk about how getting social is good for their business. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great, guys. Now, listen, we have been working with Warren Henry now for quite some time. At Warren Henry Automotive is my favorite guy to tweet at. How you doing, bro?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, we usually have conversations on the internet. Peter, what have you guys been doing over there since you've taken over as the e-commerce manager?
Well, I like to engage a lot more often with all of our followers. I've tried to expand different things of different media, one being Instagram and Facebook also, not just Twitter. But Twitter happens to be the best for text. So anything text-related, quick facts, anything under 140 characters, that'll normally be the medium. If it's high content, full of pictures, obviously Instagram, and then Facebook's a nice medium for both. So any one of those three, whichever fits best, will get attention from me.
Now, I'm a Twitter dude, and when I was up there this Saturday getting my car detailed, that's my new car detailed. And let me tell you, Larry, I just love that thing. It's like my little baby again. It's brand new. I love it, man.
I knew you would.
I love it, dude. Thanks for making me come in and get her. I think it was just sitting in the back and you just had her waiting for me. I just love that little girl. So, Peter, now I get in there and I'm waiting for Larry. I'm waiting for my car to get detailed. And I walk over to the Jaguar. I sit in the Jaguar thing. I have the young lady who's your receptionist snap a picture of me. I throw it up on Twitter. What happens next?
Well, if I get a tag from you, it depends on how efficient you are being on social media. I'll find a way to reply and or retweet you based on the content that you put forth. So if it's engaging, I'll be engaging. But if not, even if it's not, I'll find a way to make it engaging.
Now, you're an engaging dude. I remember you. We've had some great times up at the Sweet Night. In fact, if people want to check out our Twitter stream, they'll see Peter. They'll see me. They'll see us with Billy the Marlin at the ballpark. Now, Larry, what made you decide that it was time to get a full-time e-commerce and internet manager?
You know, the social media just keeps moving faster and faster and faster. And if you're not a part of it, you know, it's going to pass you by. We never really looked at it as a tool to sell cars, but we're so involved with the community and we're involved in lots of different lifestyle events. I always like to share that with our customers and also be on top of anything that anybody wants to communicate with us. We tried to do it in-house for a little while with a few people working on it by committee, and that doesn't work. For the modern business, it really is a full-time job.
Okay, so that's sort of where we were heading. So now we've got Warren Henry. Warren Henry dabbled in the social media for a while. Then they decided to bring on an e-commerce and internet manager, being Peter. Peter, I've gone to some of your lifestyle events. I've gone to some of the different things that Larry's talking about. They're simply awesome. So let's take it from the start. You've got one of your Jaguar drives out by the stadium. You get together with Larry. You talk to the rest of your team, Floyd and everybody else. And now you've got the date. You've got the layout. What goes through your mind setting this up on the different platforms you use?
Yeah, ultimately it's going to be in that moment. By whatever I'm at. So to use your example, let's say Sun Life, we have a driving event. Instagram has a feature now for videos. So the first thing I did is I uploaded a video and had the cool cars. They were racing against each other for a 0 to 60 and 60 to 0 sprint, if you will. So I put that on one corner of the Instagram upload, and the other two corners were pictures showcasing the cars. You know, but that's not the perfect venue for something on Twitter, so you got to know it to be kind of relevant. So more of a Twitter moment that I would use for that would be in that moment to announce that we're at Sun Life Stadium, and I can maybe even post a picture to Twitter. But you got to know what medium you're on. Otherwise, you know, it won't be that relevant. So what Facebook is nice because it does both, and now that, you know, it's integrated so easily with Instagram, they're all kind of connected. So what you'll find me doing is anything I post on Instagram, I try to post on Facebook and make it just content-friendly enough where it can be seen on Twitter as well. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, if that's what you're looking to do when you've got an event and after you've planned an event, what are you finding it as far as generating new activity in the dealership? Are people coming back? Are people using this to get with you in the dealership?
Believe it or not, I've actually been able to sell 2 cars over Instagram. So it's kind of interesting that it can happen, but more so we're using it more of a, let's call it a reputation management tool. And more of an informational loop instead of just us having, let's say, a forum telling us, you know, or telling our customers how awesome things are, how awesome we are at Warren Henry. We rather just show them in a relevant medium that they use, which is social media. Now, as of late, we're trying to tie in different ideas. Maybe when they buy the car, to have like a photo booth, take a picture with your car, tag you in the picture. Now we have your access to your social media profiles, and as you do with us once we tag you. So everybody's kind of in a nice community. So anytime we have events, we can tweet people, we can Instagram people. Everybody's in the loop, and everybody's taking a part of not just a car community, but a social community like we are at Warren Henry, because we're involved with not just selling cars, but sitting in there, you know, helping community and different communal activities. You know, we have a lot of things we're part of with Turnberry and things locally around town. So it benefits everybody to be part of it and to be acknowledging of it.
Well, listen, and also I know Larry's good in the community. We had a discussion earlier today off the line, and Larry, of course, always thank you for getting involved with the community and the different things that we support here on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jim. You know, thanks for bringing it to our attention. It's always nice to take part in something that, you know, is meaningful.
Larry, what is it that you do on social media that you use it as maybe a platform in the community? We talked about some of the events that you run. Is it also a way to just reach out and converse with the customers? Because, Peter, we've had this discussion, again, off air, where a lot of big companies are broadcasters, and it sounds to me like you've been listening to some of the real people that are involved in the social media networks out there.
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate that we have Peter and that Peter is really dialed into social media and how this all works. But look, you know, if everything isn't rosy and you have a bad situation, it's also a forum for customers to go to voice their frustrations. And if you want to get somebody's attention quickly, nowadays that's the way a lot of people do it. So we have to be on top of that as well. So if we can find out about issues, if they are happening faster, we're going to use this as a medium to do so, and it makes us more efficient as a company and makes us better suited to attack a problem right away.
Well, let me ask you this. Were any of the folks that were caught up in that deluge about 3-4 months ago, we had your head mechanic on talking about us when basically Aventura and Hollandale flooded, did people reach out to you on an emergency basis and say, hey, what's going on? Look at this. How do I help myself here?
You know, we really didn't have that. We actually posted pictures of some of our customers that had sent us, you know, so they actually reached out to us with their pictures to show us what kind of flooding was going on. Mm-hmm. And primarily it was actually our Land Rover customers who were sending out videos of them driving through the water, you know, and all these other cars stuck around them.
Well, that's really wild, you know. That, I think, is one of the things that can really create the community for Peter. It gives him great content to repurpose and to circulate to his other platforms. No, Peter?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. So when I had a couple of people send me pictures of them stuck in the storm, you know, the first thing I want to do is post them back up, and then they would send me pictures of other people's cars as they're driving by in their Land Rover. So it's almost comedic in a way, but informative, too, because if you see how deep those waters were, you're not going to want to leave your house. So it's even a safety measure we could have even used.
Oh.
And actually, on that day, a customer sent a picture of her car stuck, and he went out in a Land Rover to go pick her up, and she ended up becoming a Land Rover customer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that day, I ended up selling her a Range Rover Sport in 2013.
All right, well, listen, hold on to that positive energy for a minute. We're going to go on a break. We're going to come back, and when I come back, I want to talk about that big black car that was sitting in your Range Rover thing with the big stack out of it. I want to see a picture on that on Instagram. We'll be right back after this short break. We're talking social media and Warren Henry Automotive. Back after this.